on Facebook call. The Stingham Chicks all day. Still on them shit all day.
Yo, shut up, Charlie. You ain't never stole shit, so shut up.
What's that been?
The one you ain't got now.
Zarnaev brothers, one of them is dead, but the remaining one deserves to be tried to the fullest extent of the law, and if convicted, obviously punished to the fullest extent of the law. But nothing they did was justified. It was a heinous, heinous murder. The other obvious thing you have to get out of the way is that a lot of this information is preliminary, and it possibly could change, so there might be some speculation inherent in any comments I make. You know, the fact that they cite U.S. foreign policy as a motivating factor in their attack shouldn't be really surprising. Every attack that wasn't an FBI-hatched sting operation since 9/11 has had that component. All of these terrorists that want to attack the United States and commit heinous violence on us have in their minds some motivation of U.S. foreign policy, U.S. aggression in the Middle East, in Iraq and Afghanistan and Pakistan and Yemen, the Israel-Palestine conflict, and on and on and on.
was another momentary scare when one of the men outside of the White House, and that President Obama had been injured. But that tweet was fake. The AP Twitter account was, in fact, hacked. Regardless, the damage was done, and within seconds of the update, that tweet had been retweeted 4,000 times.
Take this with a little bit of a grain of salt. I mean, what's also been generally accepted, at least thus far, it is preliminary, but thus far, there doesn't seem to be any signs of foreign terrorist organizations. So despite the fact that they're claiming they had religious and foreign policy motivations, they didn't have ties to foreign terrorist organizations. They seem self-radicalized.
Okay. Let me just ask you here. Isn't it ironic in a sense? I mean, the U.S. went to Iraq and Afghanistan to fight terrorism. And aren't what we see now sort of a backfire? And what's happening, the attacks on the U.S. soil is...
this overarching question that really has driven all of these questions since the September 11th attack, which is, are we going to dismantle our traditional legal protocols and constitutional protections in the name of fear, and in particular under the banner of one word, which is terrorism?
This is Dr. Furious, the Furious George Show. We are listening to some dank beats. We do it every Thursday, and also happen to just stumble across some crazy things happening in the world. So, if you like what you're hearing, keep doing it. We're at WCOMFM.org online if you happen to be in the area. Or check out FuriousG.blogspot.com, where you might find some old shows, which, by the way, may be offensive to some members of our listening audience. For everyone else, we're going to keep going on with this crazy theme and see where it takes us. I'm furious!
policies are essentially a byproduct of that overarching question. And so the principal question right now is whether the suspect in custody will be given the traditional protections that people are given whenever they're questioned. The one that's gotten the most attention is whether he will be read his Miranda rights, be advised that he has the right to remain silent, the right to counsel, which the Supreme Court has said is necessary to safeguard the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. As you just indicated, the Obama administration in 2011, without much attention, significantly expanded a recognized exception to the Miranda right, which is called the public safety exception, where the conservative judges of the court in 1984 basically said, if you have very narrow and quick questions to ask a suspect once you arrest him designed to safeguard the public, such as, is there a bomb set to go off? Is there a gun that you've hidden? Is there an accomplice on the loose? You can ask those questions before Mirandizing them. And what the Obama administration did is significantly expand this exception in 2011 in terrorism cases to say that we're not confined just to public safety. We can ask a whole variety of other questions relating to intelligence and other matters without Mirandizing the suspect.
I mean, it was in 2006 that the CIA released a report confirming precisely what you just said, that the Iraq war was breeding deep resentment of America throughout the Muslim world. And, you know, we see the evolution of AQI or Al-Qaeda in Iraq. That was a force that was never there, but they're still there as a result of the U.S. invasion. We see a Taliban insurgency that is still very strong, and we see, you know, Al-Qaeda type recruitment going on in both Pakistan and in Yemen, and much of it is a result of the constant bombing the United States has been doing in that region of the world.
According to the Cambridge Police Department, the brothers did not have proper licenses to possess the firearms. This on the heels of the failed bill to expand background checks in the Senate. What else do we know about their access to ammunition? I mean, not totally unsurprising that they didn't possess the proper licenses to buy the guns, sadly.
Right. I think the way this ends up impacting the gun control debate could really go either way. If they just bought these over the internet, the way, you know, many people obtain guns, then this clearly has the gun control bill that just failed, the background check expansion, clearly has relevance. But
Quilliquist, quit drinking.
Listen, you sound like a real dub.
Well, hi, Owen, howdy, fine folks, and welcome back to Hee Haw. We want to thank our special guest, Charlton Heston, for joining us.
Walter, it's an absolute pleasure to be here in the sight of God on Hee Haw. But who would be laughing if it weren't for the Patriots? Who answer the call of freedom. The aliens. They would exploit our every weakness and suck the brains out of every living soul. They'd be laughing, but not like you and me. They'd go beep, 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 beep.
Thank you.
the sweet as molasses sounds of a band I'm sure you're all gonna like. Hens and Roosters, lend an ear to Lonesome Earl and the Clutterbusters.
Some folks ride like the wind, with the whispering pines to guide them, and the burning light inside them keeps them warm in the snow. Others fear the sounds they hear, make banditos out of molehills, fill their hearts with porcupine quills. They're dead and buried long before they go. Charlton Heston movies are no longer in demand, his immortal soul may lay forever in the sand. The angels wouldn't take him up to heaven like he planned, 'cause they couldn't pry that gun from his cold dead hand.
What did he say?
Jahar Tsarnaev is finally beginning to reveal more details about the motives and reasoning behind this attack that shook the United States last Monday. Certainly we're hearing from officials close to the investigation that he has said that the motives behind the two bombings that took place here in Boston were the wars the United States has been fighting with in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is certainly breaking news here on the ground, and officials are trying to find more details about that. Also know that Tsarnaev is saying allegedly to the investigators that him and his brother were self-radicalized. He is saying, according to officials here on the ground, that they were not communicating with any extremist groups, and that they had learned how to set up the bombs that they used basically on the internet.
Shift attention inwards, back home, to sort of prevent the homegrown terrorism that you just mentioned, and the threat of homegrown terrorism growing, to prevent it and to sort of, shift attention toward what's happening at home.
Well, the United States needs a more sane foreign policy. No doubt, we need to stop intervening in every corner of the planet. We need to stop aggressive wars. We need to stop propping up dictatorships in the Arab world. All of this needs to stop. But with regard to the current controversy of the Boston bombings, this does seem like more of a self-radicalized process where these individuals sort of superimposed religion and foreign policy onto what they did. But obviously, that doesn't speak to the fact that the United States has an incredibly aggressive foreign policy that has consequences in terms of blowback.
Took a nosedive within minutes of the tweet being posted. The Dow Jones dropped over 133 points. But just as quickly as it fell, the stock market recovered when and it learned that the tweet was a farce.
Thank you. have a son-in-law.
Questions now before we go to the next room.
About 2 years ago, I was in a veterans hospital in West Haven. Mm-hmm. And while there, they detected a heart condition. Nothing serious, but as long as I'm having these shots, how strong are they? How dangerous are they?
Well, no, although they may be painful, they're not dangerous. Anything else?
No, that's all.
Oh.
in Boston, then the NRA could always just turn around and say, well, look, see, criminals never follow the law. Gun control wouldn't have stopped this. I think until we have more details about what's about the actual facts on the ground and where they actually got their guns and how they obtained this stuff, you know, it's hard to it's hard to determine, you know, where that.
Zach, that's the exact question is, let's say these expanded background checks did pass last week. Would that have stopped these brothers from buying these guns?
The thing is, at the very least, even if they did obtain them, on a street corner, it would have eliminated one easy avenue to obtain them. You know, if for whatever reason they decided to try and go through this complicated black market procedure, fine. But right now you can very easily just buy a gun over the internet without a background check. It's not hard, and I think they think about 40% of all gun sales in the United States take place without a background check. So.
Superimposed religion and foreign policy onto what they did, but obviously that doesn't speak to the fact that the United States has an incredibly aggressive foreign policy that has consequences in terms of blowback.
Angels wouldn't take
him up to heaven like he planned, 'cause they couldn't pry that gun from his cold dead hand. It takes a cold dead hand to decide to pull the trigger. It takes a cold dead heart, and as near as I can figure, when you're alive.
speech just fake. And that President Obama snapped. The tweet claims that there were two blasts outside of the White House. Twitter account. The tweet claims that there were two blasts outside of the White House and that President Obama had been injured.
More of a self-radicalized process where these individuals sort of superimposed religion and foreign policy onto what they did. But obviously that doesn't speak to the fact that the United States has an incredibly aggressive foreign policy that has consequences.
Senator Rand Paul is not one of them, however. Here's what he told Fox Business News in a recent interview.
What we do with them, you know, I think we can still preserve the Bill of Rights. I see no reason why our Constitution is not strong enough to convict this young man.
You don't have to go through sort of, you know, complicated back channels with people who are operating in the black market.
People trained in highly aggressive interrogation tactics that... really the issue is, do we want the government to be able to question people, extract statements, extract confessions, make threats in the dark without any lawyers present, without courts monitoring what is being done? And I think the answer ought to clearly be no. That
Micro Power Radio. Hey, it's top of the hour, so we're going to be switching over here into some other cool stuff locally produced. And yours truly, Furious George, is going to sign off. Thanks for listening. This has been a crazy theme, but if you know how the show goes, you'll probably recognize that it all makes sense at some point or another in the future, I think. So if you want to know more about our past shows, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. And you can learn about some of the fights we've had here, about the Iraq War and Afghanistan, and, oh man, so many other campaigns, so many other problems. And even locally here, we've got some crazy problems with the crazy local government. So, look, hey, listen, I'm going to be sending you off here with something called Thelonious Martin. He's very much reminiscent of Dilla, DJ Dilla. So anyway, check his new stuff out where we will spin it here, and I will sign off. Thanks for listening to Micropod Radio. I'm Furious!
to allow small knives on airplanes.